Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I've just been reading over some of the chapters in the Gospel of John, and they're so beautiful as we read those final words of Jesus that John recorded before he went to his Father. The 14th through the 17th chapters of John are some of the most glorious chapters in the Gospel because they record the last moments passed by our Lord with his disciples. And let me just read a few of these beautiful verses. This is the 16th chapter, verse 23. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. In verse 26, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. These things, in verse 33, have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Truly, Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God, was so eloquent. Love filled his heart and flowed from his lips. And the language that he chose, that he spoke, transcended all human barriers and opened the very windows of heaven. In those intercessory prayers that he prayed for his disciples and for us who would follow in the generations following, he poured out his soul in behalf of those who were already his own and those who would become his own down through the centuries. He prayed for you and I. He seemed to open heaven's gates to give his disciples a glimpse of their heavenly home, the house of many mansions that awaited them, where so many of our loved ones who have gone already before us, they're waiting there for us in eternity with the Lord. And how beautiful, how wonderful it is to contemplate that he made a promise that one glorious day he would come back and that every one of his children will be together with him. Doesn't that just fill your soul? I tell you, it's what a glorious future we have. And we can comfort ourselves as we think ahead to the future that we have. It makes all the petty trials that we go through as nothing compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. Amen. Jesus, in those chapters, expressed with a clarity and with a simplicity his close and loving relationship with his disciples. And why did he speak? Well, he wanted to strengthen their faith, and he promised them and us as well an endowment of spiritual power with the Comforter as our guide and counselor. And in great dignity and in significance and supreme love, his words flowed as pure as gold, to be bound for all time, hallelujah, as it were, upon the altar of God. Those words are just as powerful today, beloved, as when he first spoke them. Jesus applied to himself the title of the Son of Man as well as the Son of God to emphasize his humanity and representative character. The Jews were looking for a king, They wanted a Messiah who would raise Israel to the head of the nations. Jesus, however, wanted to impress his disciples with the fact that he was representative of the whole human race and not of the Jews only. As Jesus looked on his disciples with eyes full of such immense love and compassion, he stated that they too had been given the same glory that he had been given and prayed in John the 17th chapter, verse 22, that they may be one even as we are one. Oh, beloved, the Lord Jesus is holy, he's righteous, he's good, he's faithful, he's true, he's just, guileless and sinless, he's innocent and harmless, and altogether lovely. Have you found him to be that in your life? Oh, beloved, it is by faith that we can lay hold of those prayers that Jesus prayed for you and I, that they are going to be accomplished, that glory that he promised, it's resident in us. And through faith, beloved, we are going to be the manifest sons and daughters of God. In Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 17, Paul expressed true faith as an attribute of God when he said, of God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. And in the 18th chapter of Luke, verse 1, the word states, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, many times the battle gets really hot and heated because the devil wants us to give up. He wants us to faint. And that's what fainting is simply giving up before the answer comes. But Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 27 says, neither give place to the devil. And when letters come in and I pray for partners or new listeners who may be writing in for the first time, I bind the work of the enemy against them and I release the anointing of God to destroy the yoke. I pray for new strength, a new refreshing from the Lord. And I believe that faith that God has given us can be developed into a mighty living force, beloved, so that you do not need to know defeat in God. You can walk in that assurance that you have authority over all demonic power and victory in every circumstance through the Lord Jesus Christ. Even as I have been praying before I came on the broadcast, I sense even now the anointing of God, that there's a releasing of God's strength and anointing in your life. And I asked the Lord for a word for you, for the listening audience today, and he gave me Exodus 14 and 15. And that word says, and the Lord said, go forward. Now, I don't know what that is going to mean in your life, but the Lord is saying, go forward. And one thing I believe I can encourage you in is that to do that, you can't dwell on past failures or mistakes. Beloved, you're in a process of growth and maturing. And so you should ask the Lord to teach you positive lessons through the mistakes you may have made, and then forget yesterday, forget those dashed hopes, forget the failures, and move ahead to the greater things that God has for you. I believe he's going to give you some wonderful new opportunities in the days ahead. And I pray not only for your present needs and desires, but also that you're going to be ready and in a position spiritually as well as naturally to respond and be ready for those God-given situations that he's going to place before you in the weeks and months ahead. Beloved, he has so very much for us, and he wants your joy to course like an overflowing river. And I just believe right now, as we just come together in the Lord, as we praise him by faith, he's getting ready to give you some victories. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah 43 and 19, behold, this is the Lord speaking to your heart, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You might feel like you've been in a wilderness place. You've been dried up in a desert place, but be encouraged, beloved, in the power of God's word. God, beloved, is the source and strength of your life and inspiration. In Psalm 37 and 5, David said, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Praise God. I just want to wait on the Lord for a minute. I feel the presence of His Spirit wanting to minister prophetically, and I'm just going to obey Him. For the Lord would say, even by my Spirit, that as the sun dawns upon each new day, my beloved, the rising light reveals a bright new day, unique from all that has preceded or will follow. In the natural world, weather, wind patterns, temperatures all change and fluctuate. But in the spiritual realm, beloved, the sun of righteousness continually shines upon you to lighten your path in the knowledge of my ways. Your faith shall be increased to know that the appearance of dark clouds cannot obscure or block the glory that emanates from my throne upon you. Beloved, you are a child of the light, and as a child of the light, you shall not walk in darkness, but my word shall even be as a light unto your path. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my beloved, for I would have you to trust me and to praise me for a new work of my Spirit in your life, and be prepared to walk through the doors that I shall open for you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort and the joy that your words give. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you, and I thank you, Lord, for ministering to every heart, to every listener who has received that word in faith. So shall it be, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today, and I thank the Lord for the privilege that we have to share the word of the Lord at this same time, Monday through Friday, as we declare the word of the Lord on this station. And through the love and faithfulness of God's people, you see, and partners have made this possible for over three decades, praise God, since 1965, and over three decades on this station. And I just want you to know, beloved, I appreciate you, and I just want to give a final scripture to you as I feel the Lord is speaking to several hearts to respond and obey His prompting. Proverbs 11:25 says, "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself." So as the Lord is speaking to your heart, send in those prayer requests, send in that offering. No offering is too small. We appreciate all offerings, small and large. Well, God bless you, and I thank the Lord for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,